Not sure how many are detained. I think note on it's on an MVA with Trisha Walling, first name T-R-I-S-H-A, last name W-A-I-L-I-N-G. MBA 10-3-24, birthday 10-3-24 on the MBA, birthday 7-11-84. So patient follow up on the MBA has been receiving physical therapy times two. Tried to take ibuprofen given to her before after evaluation in the emergency room with sedation, so not taking. Was given Flexeril as a muscle relaxant with some disorientation, so she was advised to take a half a tablet at bedtime. She tried to go without it, but it seems to help with pain in her right thigh, so she's resumed taking it, one half 10 milligram tablet at bedtime. She's been out for the past few days. Patient very concerned about not being able to work because of necessary income to provide for her and her expenses without, quote, any help, except her son, who's now trying to help her as much as he can, period. Stay patient here for a follow-up of MRI report results. On the 27th, MRI shows a 1 millimeter post central disc protrusion at C5, C6, shows 1.5 millimeter post central disc herniation at C6, C7, and otherwise with normal findings. If you could add this earlier on, at C3, C4, there was also a 1 millimeter posterior disc protrusion. Patient also had an MRI of the lumbar spine. At L4, L5, there is a right-to-left paracentral 1.5-millimeter disc protrusion. And L5, S1, there is a left paracentral 1.5-millimeter disc protrusion. I need to discuss the patient. Patient states that she was struck from behind at a high rate of speed in her pickup while parked at a stop sign. States she was knocked forward, hitting brake very hard to try to avoid impact. Cars in front of her. States her airbag did not go off. Being recalled, states that she did have some impact with the steering wheel. Now with complaints of some discomfort neck with lateral rotation to right suprascapular area. Also complaints of some discomfort in lower back. Describes more discomfort to her right hip and right lateral thigh. Describes also some discomfort to flexion of her right knee, flexion and extension of the right knee. Also describes paresthesias and numbness to right foot and ankle with inversion of foot with weight bearing. Reveal symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful, social family history, non-contributory, physical exam, general appearance, patient in mild distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck with without definite tenderness, with one to two plus discomfort, left lateral rotation of the neck, to right suprascapular area. With tenderness to right suprascapular area, Lungs clear, all strange percussion, heart rate rhythm, top murmurs or gallop, chest wall without localized tenderness or abnormality, abdomen soft, again, mainly your tenderness. Lumbar sacral spine without definite tenderness, 2+ tenderness noted to right posterior upper medial hip, extending into right lateral hip and right lateral thigh with 3-4+ rotation of right hip joint with pain arising from right hip and right thigh without evidence of injury to the hip joint. Right lower extremity with 1+ tenderness to right distal lateral tibia. Also with 1-2+ tenderness to right anterior premolar area of the foot with painful inversion. The foot. Skin or psychiatric, otherwise it's in normal limits. Impression follow-up MBA with neck injury. With minimal abnormality of MRI neck. Evidence of a lumbar sacral injury without radiculopathy, with myofascial pain to right lateral hip and right lateral thigh with painful range of motion of right hip. Apparent injury to right knee with painful flexion. Apparent injury to right distal lower leg and right ankle. without abnormality on x-rays. Prior x-rays taken at Woodville Hospital following an accident reported as being normal. With normal chest x-rays obtained there. This physician patient to continue physical therapy 2 times a week. Only can get there twice a week because of job necessity to continue, to restart. Flexeril 10 milligrams to take 1/2 to 1 at bedtime, tolerating without daytime sedation. Also given prescription for meloxicam to take as anti-inflammatory to begin before. In 2 days without having to return to work the following day because of concern about sedation reported with hyperpropion. Advised to take Tylenol as supplemental medications for pain. Advised to continue moist heat applications at home between physical therapy sessions. Advised limited activities and limited weight bearing. Patient states she has to work because of financial needs. Advised precautions, gave precautions against putting herself or other drivers at risk. If she drives, we'll follow up in 2 weeks for further evaluation to continue physical therapy in the interim and medications as above. To try to seek financial assistance and other support as needed. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.